In the name of God, dear followers of Dr. Sujdi's audiovisual site contents, today we are going to explain 10 key points that you must know before implant. Then we will discuss if these questions can help you to decide about doing implant. As we all know, the aim of modern dentistry is contour reconstruction, function, comfort, style, tucking, and bringing back the natural health of the patient. Patients follow two objectives by dental treatments. Elimination of tooth decay or dental implant replace tooth that we are looking for as a treatment. For implant treatment, some consideration must be observed like bone atrophy, systemic illness, injury to the bone or muscular systems. In these cases, we must consider tooth contour restoration so that tooth function is restored, having an easy implant for bringing back the beauty and aesthetics for a patient. Also, patient must talk easily and regain natural oral health. The most important question is, can we consider implant for every jaw? The answer is yes. Aside from this fact that the jaw has some atrophy or needs some restoration of a bone, we can consider implant for everybody. We can suggest implant for every patient according to his or her current situation. Some patients need reconstruction of bone before implant, or some don't need this process. Second question, is it true that everyone can get implant? The answer is yes. Even for persons with diabetes, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, systemic or osteoporosis, we can consider implant, but some medical, dental and counseling and performing routine tests are necessary. Here, it is worth to mention that the first reason for suggesting a treatment procedure is presenting a long-term solution for patient, not treatment duration and difficulty of treatment. So when a person has got some illnesses, we must consider some plans to find the best solution. It means patient must reconstruct his or her natural oral function for a longer duration, and implant is not an exception. Third question, can we consider implant for all ages? The answer is yes. The end of a jaw growth or development happens about the age of 18. We can consider implant from 18 to the end of human life. Even at very high ages of 19 or 100 years old, is possible to recommend implant for patients. Fourth question, is it logical for an old patient to spend millions of $2 for reconstruction of his or her tooth? It's worth to mention that ADA and WHO have announced that life expectancy is increased about 2 decades. In fact, when a patient is seeking for implant treatment, he or she want to enjoy healthy social recreations, be active in community, eat food, and increase self-confidence. We don't recommend cheap or low-quality treatments for old patients such as complete denture, partial, and so on. It's very difficult for an elderly patient to hold partial plug in his or her mouth. On the other hand, there are some side effects and complications. Given the progress that has been made and new technology advances in the industry, we can consider implant for elderly people too. Another point is that when we consider a fixed prosthesis for a person of 22, the cost of maintenance and later examination in the following years will be threefolded, such as a root canal, revolving caries, replacement of crowns, and so on. For example, if a fixed prosthesis for a 22-year-old person costs 1 million tomans, he or she must pay 3 million tomans during the rest of his or her life. Fifth question. It's possible to consider implant treatment for smokers? The answer is yes. With the progress in producing implants and by new technologies, some implants marketed especially for smokers. In these implants, fixture structure contains calcium phosphate powder to induce bone formation. By this way, healing duration will be reduced because it causes osteolastoma for more bone formation around the implant. Even if a person has smoked for years, we can do implants, but it's better to quit smoking some days before and after implanting. If the person has started smoking recently, there must be some longer periods for quitting cigarettes, for example, 38 days duration. We recommend it to you to quit smoking forever because by quitting smoking, blood circulation about the implant will increase, so bone formation will be better. Sixth question. Is it necessary to wait 3 months for putting crowns? The answer is no. Given the advances in producing fixture with high tolerance against Chebbi and octosal forces, it's possible to do molding process after 2 weeks of putting fixture and then putting overlay. Seventh question. Shall we consider price as a quality criterion for making implants? The answer is yes. Today, there are lots of different implants in the market that are higher manufacturing technology. Final cost of the parts for implants is far greater for manufacturers. It's obvious that the higher grade used, the final price of the implant is higher. 8th question. Do I need to have periodic checkups over the life? The answer is yes. Patients must consult their dentist twice a year for checkups and periodic examinations, so that dentists can perform exact assessment of gum health and gum tissues around the implant. In the case of any problems, the dentist suggests lateral treatment for maintaining implant. 9th question. How many years an implant lasts? It lasts about 25 years or longer. Usually the level of success for an implant during the first 10 years is 98%. If the patient doesn't suffer from a special disease after implant, the implant will remain in jawbone. 10th question. Is the implant including warranty regarding? This is a very important question many people ask it from me. I can guarantee implants are done in my clinic for 3 years without any terms, but this guarantee is for people who had periodic examinations. It means they have seen their dentist every 6 months. I hope these 10 questions will help you while deciding about implant treatment. Thank you for your attention to this program.